What do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street? Or would you have a name for that?
No, I don't have a name.
Okay. No, I never heard a term for it myself. I think this, well, some of these questions are made up by people who live in New England, and they have terms for it up there, but I don't think people have terms for it down here.
I live in New England.
Let's see. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
Gully.
Okay. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
A worthless dog, you said?
Mm-hmm.
A suck egg dog.
I never heard that. Now
I
that's a new one too.
Say suck egg dog, but I didn't know what it was something nice.
What name do you have for the gentle sound made by horses at feeding time? So,
the squeal.
Well, now is that the gentle sound, the like that?
That's nickering.
Nickering. Squeal and nickering.
Okay, same thing, huh? Okay. What do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like this that children like to have?
Pulley bone.
Pulley bone.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called a boy bone?
No, I don't believe I have.
Okay. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and now it's grown back again.
The second growth, you say?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really.
Yeah, I know he knows. Excuse me. What do you say when your oats come up the next year?
Volunteer.
Volunteer, okay. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Corn dodge.
Okay. Now let's see. What is a corn dodger, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
And what is that? How is that shaped?
It's shaped like a ham.
Just like a little, you mean it's just a little? Uh-huh, okay. Now let's see, what are some other things that are made out of cornmeal?
Dump the corn dumplings.
Okay, and what else?
Corn.
Flitters.
What are you?
Flitters.
Corn flitters.
Why do you eat mush a million times, huh?
Mush, corn flitters.
Okay. Let's see, do you ever have it, it's often served with fish this way, in a little ball and fried in deep fat. Sometimes it has onions in it.
Hush puppy. Hush puppy.
Yeah, hush puppy.
Don't play that for me.
What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Ash cake.
Okay.
I've eaten many of them.
Have you?
Yeah.
Now, how is that different from regular cornbread?
Well, it's just baked in ashes. You take a, make up your pound of bread, and rake the ashes back, and put hot ashes and coals on it, and it'll cook in there.
It's well, good. Now, do you put something over it?
Not just the ashes.
Uh-huh. And the ashes don't cling to it then? You just take it and shake it off when it's done?
Blow it off.
Gee, I bet that's good. Did you ever have any of that?
No, I've never seen any. He's had a better time than
me at
Mark's.
Yeah, me too. What do you call bread and loaves made out of white flour?
Biscuit.
No, in a loaf.
Light bread.
All right.